Hey listeners, this is Editing Anton here, coming in before the episode to let you know that past me was silly goofy and seemingly turned off my mic during the entirety of this recording. Thankfully, our recording software seemed to have used my laptop microphone to pick up my sound, but despite all of my best efforts, I still sound slightly underwater. Please forgive me, and I hope this never happens again. Enjoy the episode.
Hey, Margaret.
Yeah, Anton?
You know what people don't talk about enough?
What?
The moment August puts on his sunglasses, ruffles Simon's hair, calls him a good socialist and a good boy before telling him to make sure he checks his DMs and that he'll be in touch. Welcome to People Don't Talk About Young Royals. I'm Anton. My pronouns are he, they.
And I'm Margaret. My pronouns are they, them.
And we're people here to discuss the show our friends are sick of hearing us talk about.
If that sounds like you, stick around. If your friends sent you this podcast out of a desperate attempt to get you to watch Young Royals, take this as a sign.
Go watch Young Royals, then come back to this podcast.
Anton, what are we talking about today?
Today, we'll be having a character discussion of August in Season 1, Episode 1, having decided to, as we say on this podcast, assassinate him.
In this discussion, we won't be summarizing the plot of the episode, because we already did that. If you need or want a refresher, head back 7 episodes in our feed to our most recent This Week at Hilarishka for a full episode breakdown. This episode discussion will likely be all over the place, so strap in. You've been warned.
One more disclaimer, beyond the one Margaret just gave. We at People Don't Talk About Young Royals do not advocate real-life murder. I would even say that I find fictional murder usually a no-no for me. But Merriam-Webster defines the term character assassination as, quote, the slandering of a person usually with the intention of destroying public confidence in that person. The only issue with this definition, as it relates to this episode type, is that, quote unquote, slandering someone often means levying false accusations of something that they did. But in fact, everything we are going to hate on characters for in these episodes is stuff they definitely did because we saw them do it or heard about them doing it, with motivations that we can at least reasonably guess are bad. When it comes down to it, this is the episode where we justify why, in Season 1, Episode 1, we hate August.
And boy, oh boy, we hate him.
Margaret is so excited for this episode.
I've been waiting for this episode since we came up with this idea. That was months ago.
Okay, I will say, like when I hosted the Wilhelm character Stanning, I started off with like moments in the episodes to talk about, and it was hard not to say like every moment that August is in.
Because August sucks in every scene.
Because he is nothing but an antagonist in this episode.
He's so easy to hate.
He's just foiling Wilhelm's happiness or just being plain classist or misogynistic in every single one of his scenes.
Yeah. He's the one character that doesn't have nuance and just sucks.
And like, to talk about what I, as we do on this podcast, talk about what I talk about the cold open first. I think the scene with the sunglasses, which I wrote in my notes as just the sunglasses in all caps, like, you saw me have the realization when Margaret told me that everyone in August's friend group has the same sunglasses, which was amazing. But I think this interaction with Simon is all I hate most about August, especially in this episode, in a nutshell.
Yeah.
He is condescending. He believes he is so cool and carries power he earned mostly through his relationship to the royal family. With just such confidence, such infuriating confidence. And he's like, something I like to say, and I think is something interesting when we're dissecting August as a character. He has a moderate level of charisma, Like, he's not totally, like, a, like, unappealing person on his face. But he only has enough charisma to make him likable to, like, people who are his superiors. I feel like his fake charm that we see, especially with Simon, with someone he sees as completely lesser and totally beneath him, just, like, proves how false his entire persona is. Like, he is quote-unquote nice to some people, but I think we see enough interactions of him and how he treats people who he doesn't perceive as his equals, like, compared to the people who he respects and admires, and it's just, like, very clear that everything he does is performance.
Yeah. He's very transactional with his interactions.
Yeah.
He only talks to Simon when he thinks he can get something out of him. He kisses up to the people that he can get things out of.
Yeah.
Like, he's looking at how to advance.
Yes. And I think the positive way you could spin that on any other character is that they're pragmatic and they know how to get what they want. But, like, I think we will slowly unpack why I don't agree with that interpretation of August.
No.
Literally from one of his first lines in the entire show, touching Wilhelm's face and being like, oh, it's not even that noticeable about his, like, cut slash his, like, scar from his cut.
Yeah.
Literally from that moment, I'm like, oh, I'm not gonna like you.
No, yeah, straight up, he sucks right from then.
And, like, and then you, immediately after that, you have the suitcase. I wrote, bitch, let him carry his own luggage.
Yeah.
August is simply doing too much. Like,
yeah, I feel like he's got this idea of what the upper, like, nobility is. That, like, they cannot lift a finger for themselves. And that's what he wants so bad. That pisses me off.
Yeah. Like, as he's entering the church, we see him basking in the attention. Our perspective character, the one who we have been given the most empathy for at this point, absolutely hates.
Despises it, yeah.
Like, I won't say that him being the exact, the opposite of Wilhelm in that way immediately makes me dislike him, but it's almost the, like, complete ignorance of the fact that Wilhelm is uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Because his head is clear on his face. His head in that moment is all in what this association with the royal family is doing for his social status.
Yeah. And I think he romanticizes that attention.
Yeah.
Because he doesn't have to deal with it day in and day out. He can go do things and he is not, this is going to hurt my mouth to say, he is not Prince August of Sweden. He's just August.
No.
That hurt. I don't ever want to put the word prince in front of his name ever again. If you cut that out, I won't even blame you.
No.
That was disgusting.
I get what you mean, because he... And we're definitely, we're conjecturing a little bit based on, like, what we just know about his character, but, like, he is just, we know pretty for certain, like, despite being pretty rich and, like, from our sense, like, the second most powerful guy at Hallerska, who isn't Wilhelm, like, if he got into a fight at a nightclub, it wouldn't be national news.
No.
And that's all you have to say.
Yeah.
He can't get it. Very few people can get it.
Yeah.
And then you go from the classism to the misogyny.
The misogyny. It's disgusting.
You have to... What is it?
You have to, like, get them young when they're still insecure.
Get them young while they're still too insecure to object.
Which, that sounds a little,
rapey?
Yeah.
I could see you thinking it. I mean, it's part of the same culture. It's part of the same culture.
Yeah, it feels very rape culture to me.
It's part of the same objectifying culture that, again, like we talked about August and Felice's relationship, not in the romantic sense, but just in like their dynamic sense. Like mm-hmm. they basically don't interact at all in this episode, but what we do see of them in this episode is August just straight up not physically objectifying her, but still treating her as an object, as a thing that he could obtain
right
through various strategic means.
Yes. And I would like to say that in the character standing episodes, we said we weren't going to stan somebody based on their relationship.
Yeah.
We're not going to assassinate August based on his relationship with Felice. We're going to assassinate him based on the way he treats other people.
Yes.
Because that exposes his character.
Exactly. Like, literally, you can tell Wilhelm's thinking it too, but like, I personally, when hearing that line from August, was like, you get him away from me. Like,
yeah, it's disgusting.
Yeah.
Who talks like that?
Yeah. And it's just like, okay, we only get, I feel like this episode, I've been kind of bouncing all over the place because we only get little glimpses of who August is as a character in this episode. Like, it's very clear, but you can never really pin him down to one thing. And I think that goes to show that, like, how much of what his public persona is performance, and the fact that we actually haven't fully seen behind the mask yet, and so we don't know what is real and what is totally fake.
Yeah.
But like, the closer we get to knowing how he actually thinks, like, for example, I'm thinking of, do we want the royal family to see us as like fucking losers who couldn't even throw the prince a party?
Mm-hmm.
Like, this guy cares about the royal family's opinion so damn much.
So much. It's nauseating.
And, like, by this point, even, like, 12 minutes of the episode, we already pretty much hate every royal except for Wilhelm and Eric for being nice to Wilhelm.
Mm-hmm.
Or we at least strongly dislike the royal family as a concept.
Oh, yeah.
And if, like, there's any chance that you're still giving August the benefit of the doubt after, after everything he's done, I think he's on thin ice after you realize how much he's aligned with the royal family.
Yeah.
Like, for someone for whom that level of misogyny somehow isn't entirely off-putting, for someone who wouldn't necessarily read that level of classism or find it particularly objectionable because they would think he's entitled to it given his class, like, you start just realizing you're at least not supposed to be rooting for him.
Yeah.
But I think at this point, you really have to start trying to not realize he's the antagonist.
Yeah. Because that's the role he played. Like, there is not a single scene that I can think of in episode one where he is not being one of the ists. Whether it's, like, classist, sexist.
Yeah.
He's probably racist. He doesn't say anything specifically. Yeah, but
I can maybe think of one scene, but we'll get there.
Okay.
Where he's not a total asshole.
Okay.
Because that's something we want to be fair about in these episodes. Even when we're choosing to assassinate someone, there might be still not only bad things to say about them. Maybe. I don't know.
I'm trying to think of what scene you could possibly be talking about right now.
We'll get to it. Yeah. Now we just got to keep thinking about talking about reasons why we hate him. Being a dick to Simon. Like, it's a new level of assholishness that he, like, unlocks for us when he's talking to someone so far below his station.
Yeah.
And it's also the scene, I think, where I realized for the first time that he has zero self-awareness whatsoever. And, like, I think, for me, just for me personally, unless you find a believable way to make a lack of self-awareness endearing, a lack of self-awareness will almost always be a little annoying to me.
Yeah. No, I'm with you. I don't think you can make it endearing. Unless it's, like, himbo status.
Yeah, like, exactly. Like unless it's, like, they're like, if, like, the part of their character is, like, being clueless in kind of, like, cutesy
way. But even those characters get grating after a while.
They do. They do. Like, I'm specifically, like, thinking of the character of Cher from the movie Clueless, who, like, she is, to an extent, standable. But also, part of that movie is the way that she changes to become more self-aware.
Yeah.
And stops being clueless.
Yeah.
So, like, yeah.
Or, like, Britney and Glee.
Yeah. Like, that, yeah, like, that sort of thing where you're like, okay, sure. If you're gonna go with the, like, quirky, like, this term has been used so much that it's basically lost all meaning, but, like, manic pixie dream girl level of, like, just very, or, like, what I was thinking about this when I was writing this is, like, maybe Phoebe in Friends, where you're just, like, you say a lot of weird shit, and it's almost respectable how much you don't really realize how weird you're being. Mm-hmm. But there's also our moments where Phoebe does realize how weird she's being, and then she owns it. Like, the fact that she's owning the fact that she knows she isn't like everybody else, or mm-hmm. is, or a little, goes a little against the grain. Like, that works. What yeah. doesn't work is August being an absolute asshole and not even realizing he's doing it.
Yes. Like, he sees nothing wrong with his actions.
No. Like, he's like, would it be great to have someone like you there with us? Like, gross. You get away from me.
Yeah. 100%. Yeah.
And, like, and then we've already talked about the sunglasses, which is just, like, the of that scene.
It's just a douche move. I can't describe it in any other way.
Like, I think I remember describing, I think, in our summary episode, like, he just kind of walks away like he owns the place.
Yeah. Well, because he does.
Yeah. He does.
He's got so much power at Hellerska.
Yeah. Okay. Now, here we get to the moment where I think you could potentially argue that he isn't actively being one of the ists.
Okay.
I didn't think you wanted special treatment.
Okay, yeah, I see that.
But also, what I have to say about this line still makes it complicated and still ultimately comes down to a negative. Because I hate that Wilhelm smiles at this line, but I hate even more that August says it in the first place. Because I want to ask, genuinely, how does August stumble into the right thing to say one scene immediately before falling on his face?
No.
With you could murder someone and no one would say a thing. Like, that is emotional whiplash from having those two scenes back to back.
Based on his interaction with Eric, we can only assume that they know each other outside of just having gone to school together. I mean, they're second cousins.
Yeah.
So I would presume that
they are friendly, August if not friends.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so August must know, at least to a certain degree, that Wilhelm is uncomfortable in his role.
Yeah.
And so the only reason I can think that he goes from one to the other is that he is aware of it, and then you get alcohol in his system. And then his default is being a dick.
Yeah.
So then he goes, we could murder people, and nobody would say a thing.
Yeah.
Because that's the reality he wants to live out.
Yeah.
I'm not because saying he's going to murder anybody, but...
Because, yes, because it's the interesting thing. It's an interesting thing where I feel like if you want to not ignore for a moment that he is intoxicated in one scene and not in the other one, presumably, like, we don't know that for sure, I guess, but, like...
Yeah, we're not really sure, but I assume
he looks sober in the initiation scene. But, yeah. Like, if we just try to take those continuously. You could potentially see it, and this is not in any way being fair to August, because it's almost making him more manipulative. Like, I'll say the special treatment line to, like, get him a little bit more on my side, and then be like, okay, I get that you didn't want special treatment, but here's why you definitely deserve it.
Yeah.
Like, that's the only way I can make those two things tease any sense in my head, but we didn't see the connective tissue there, so it still gives you whiplash regardless.
Oh, 100%.
And so, like,
and I think it, to this day, watching the pilot, I'm like, how did we get... Yeah. How is he so right and then immediately so wrong?
And I do think exactly what we have been saying the past few episodes ever since I kind of first introduced this question. Like, August isn't totally sober, so the mask is slipping, and he's being less careful.
Yeah.
Not like he's really all that careful to begin with, but he's even less concerned about what other people are thinking about him in that moment.
Yeah. And he has his, like, keep your enemies close line when Sarah and Simon walk in.
Yeah. Like, he believes what he says.
Yeah.
And in that scene, we see that he does truly enjoy power as much as he brags about having it.
Mm-hmm. He loves it. He has a hard-on for it.
One could say.
Well, I think I've said it twice now.
Yeah, I've said it, I think, too. So, yeah.
And I stand by it every time.
Yeah. Now, what's very interesting is that we're basically left with you can murder someone and you keep friends close and your enemies closer as, like, most of August's scenes in this episode. But I think it's important to talk about what the scene of him looking for Wilhelm does as an audience member. Because, like, as an audience member, you have seen this person do all these reprehensible things, like, do all these things that, like, are just, like, set up to make you not like him. Mm-hmm. But really, like, that ending scene, it isn't a scene about August, but the entire episode's build-up was needed for right here, when we are there with Willa about not wanting August to find them.
Yep.
Like, Simon, the last time we saw Willa speak to August, he joked about murder, so let's not have you two get caught by him, of all people.
Yeah.
Like, we don't actually know if they will be found by the end of the episode. And August, therefore, like, he becomes this, like, menacing presence in the end of the episode. Like, I keep calling him the antagonist, but he is literally, like, a villain stalking them, in a sense. He's a person in that moment that we hate and fear at the same time.
Yeah.
On Wilhelm's behalf.
Oh yeah, we're right there with him.
And on Simon's behalf, even though Simon doesn't know to be afraid. And I think, for as much as we've talked about the way that August's lines are just really really a lot in this episode, and, like, his dialogue, slight spoiler, kind of gets a bit toned down in future episodes, I think it's very interesting that we kind of, what the effect of that murder line is on how you see that last scene.
Yeah.
Because it's not something even I consciously registered until thinking about August for this episode, but, like, that is playing into the fear that you as an audience member have.
It's like he's
this guy down joked the... about murder.
Yeah. This guy joked about murder and in the same breath called Simon an enemy. Maybe we don't want to be found right now.
Maybe not. So, do you have any more specific plot stuff before I give my final thoughts about why I think we hate August in this episode?
Specific plot stuff? I don't think so. I think we covered it. He's just despicable.
Cool. Yes. So, which is, to that point, all the homies hate August, and it's not a hot take. And I'm not sure I've ever seen such widespread fandom consensus.
That's true.
Ever. Show me a fandom that hates a character, though the Young Royals fandom basically universally hates August.
My favorite jokes in the Young Royals fandom is when the month of August comes around and everybody's like, Everybody's like, watch yourself.
Yeah. And like, yes, we all hate August, but I want us in this podcast and in the future, just generally, I want us as a fandom to be specific and remember why we hate him. He is an elitist, classist, misogynist, aligned with the royal family, and intent on preventing the show's centralship from even being friends.
Yep.
As someone who basically outright states that he considers the interests of the royal family his top priority, wanting August to succeed would mean rooting against Wilhelm's happiness and, no joke, Simon's literal safety.
100%.
He is handily established as the show's antagonist, and a damn good one at that, I will say, to the writing.
He's certainly efficient.
He is certainly efficient, and honestly, I think it is a testament to great writing that you can write a character that is coming that immediately
hated. He really sucks. Way to go, Lisa.
And like, I don't often hate characters, but this episode of the show especially makes it sort of fun to hate August. All that. I mean, you've been excited about this episode for so long.
I've been waiting for this one. Every time we have an Alexander. Yeah. No, not Alexander. Alexander's fine. An August assassination episode, it's going to be my favorite because he really sucks.
And I want to say, every opinion we voice on this podcast is subjective. But if anyone listening does not hate August in this episode, I would like them to deeply question their life choices and the harmful ideologies they are buying into, whether consciously or not. Because I genuinely believe that, like, only the most heartfelt of bigots could stand August in this episode.
Yeah.
And I don't think, for listeners who have heard me these past, now going on 7 episodes, that I say stuff that strongly unless I actually mean that. Like, there's a reason why so many people hate him, and I think, despite how much the fandom hates him as a whole, we could do with some the occasional reminder of why.
Yeah, I'm with you.
And how we got here
in
the first place. I think we need to remember more often the specific reasons why August is hateable in the pilot. Because none of them go away. They just get quieter. We just want to say, remember why people hate August. And if you don't in this episode, we just want to talk.
Maybe DM us on Instagram. We'll have a conversation with you. Maybe send you some links.
Yeah.
Some information on different social issues in life.
Yeah. And I will say, with zero spoilers, but as a podcast that only considers this episode and this episode alone, we won't listen to evidence outside of this episode. Prove to us why he doesn't suck using this episode and this episode alone. I challenge you. We both challenge you.
He sucks. Fuck you, August.
He sucks. Easiest character easiest character assassination in history. And with that, thank you for listening. If you'd like to keep up to date with when we release new episodes and other pod-related announcements, you can check out our Instagram, @PeopleDon'tTalkAbout. Our next episode will be another character assassination, where we'll roast all things Felice in Season 1, Episode 1. So stay tuned. And with that, all that's left to say is,
let's start a revolution, baby!